Crawley Town Chief Executive Michael Dunferall. Michael, a story that's broken today and that the club has responded to with its own statement about the ongoing discussions about a takeover of the club. What more can you tell us at the moment?
Not a lot. No, I mean, the statement says everything we want to say at the moment, and I'm not being obstructive. We're all bound by confidentiality agreements at the moment till the deal's completed. We felt it appropriate at this moment in time to let the public know what stage we're at. We've done that. Much more than what's in the statement I'm not prepared to elaborate on. But, you know, this deal's been, you know, been negotiated since October. It's very close now to completion. The deal's been agreed in principle. But obviously, there's where you've got solicitors of both sides involved, and you've also got to wait for sanction from the Football League, because they take a keen interest now in, you know, the change of ownership at any club, as you would expect, being the governing body. So, you know, it's going to be a few weeks yet before it's completed, but it's been a long time coming. Since the club went up for sale officially in the spring of 2013, I've said this publicly before, we've had probably a dozen approaches. Half of them fell by the wayside. They weren't serious. Two or three others have been quite serious, but that's linked to property and, you know, that. But, you know, the board have always said that, you know, we would only sell to people who had the best interest of the club at heart. And by the fact that we're very close to agreement, you can draw your own conclusions from that. We hope the deal's pushed through, and the club and the supporters in particular, who won't like to be involved with the uncertainty of it all, can look forward to new owners coming in and continuing the good work that this club has put in over a period of time now. So much more than that, John, I can't really say.
You touched on an interesting point that the club's been up for sale for a long time, so there's obviously been no rush to do it, but you obviously feel you've got the right people. You said you've had previous interest, but you feel you're happy with the people that have come forward to in this occasion.
Well, yes, you're right. We wouldn't agree to anything that we didn't feel was in the best interest of Crawley Town Football Club. That's always been, you know, the criteria that we've used. But it's like anything else, isn't it? You know, until the deal's done and the ink's dry on the contract, then we can say much more. You know, these people are keen on coming to Crawley. They're very enthusiastic. And we wish them well when they come in. I mean, all we can say is we hope the supporters get behind the club, keep behind the club. And we hope the ones who don't come start to realise, you know, they're letting this town down, they're letting Crawley Town Football Club down. We want as many people coming through the turnstile as possible, you know, whether it's under the current ownership, whether it's under the new ownership. We do need more people coming. And, you know, for a population of, what, nearly 110,000, to get under 2% of that population coming on a regular basis this season is not good. But, you know, couple of weeks, maybe three weeks before the deal's completed, and I think then we'll be able to say a lot more about the incumbent owners. They'll be able to give their vision of what they want to achieve at this football club, and I think everybody will be happy when the deal's finally sealed.
You're glad you mentioned the fans, because obviously you'll be aware of the sort of the recent history of the club. I mean, one thing they would want is, obviously, I suppose the word is prohibity. It goes without saying that you and your advisers will have done the due diligence and such like to ensure that the club will be in safe hands.
Well, we've done our own, and you can be rest assured the Football League will be doing the same as well. Because as the governing body, they, you know, you've seen what's happened at Leeds and places like that, and we've spoken to them, and they're in dialogue now directly with the other party. And I'm confident that they'll be able to provide the satisfactions that the Football League require. But, yeah, all we want, and all the new owners will want, I'm certain, is, you know, to see this football club prosper. But it is extremely difficult, given our supporter base. You know, so, yes, it'll be a new era for the football club when it happens. And, you know, we can all look forward, and all the supporters can look forward to hopefully the club's fortunes, you know, improving on the field. And of course, that's what matters. Yeah, everything else is a support act. What we're judged on week in, week out is our performance on the field, you know. And it's difficult when you look at budgets, and people will be sick and tired of me talking about budgets, but there's no getting away from it. You know, when you look at our supporter base and the regular attendances we're achieving, you can imagine how difficult it is. And that, you know, that will be the same for new owners, whoever they are, who come into the club. There's a challenge there, you know, and we hope they meet it head on and the public get behind, you know, Crawley Town Football Club in greater numbers. So, interesting times, and I'm certain you and your media colleagues will be keeping a watchful eye on developments over the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, and so you talk about the fan base and the such like. I mean, this club has been, it's been a wonderful few years getting up, you know, to double promotions, getting where it was. I mean, fair to say the board had done much it can, and it couldn't take it any further. It needed outside investment.
We've consistently said that. You know, there's a limit to what the, you know, we've been very, very lucky at this club, amazingly lucky to have a benefactor in Paul Haywood who's, you know, decided to put so much money into this club. And, you know, he cares passionately about it. The board of directors care passionately about the club. So do our supporters, the ones that come week in, week out. So there's, you know, we're all talking from the same hymn sheet there. There's a limit to what we can do, though. And sometimes you need a fresh impetus. You know, you certainly need, you know, new monies coming into the club to support, you know, because just based on our gates alone, it's an uphill struggle. But, you know, let's wait for the next 2 or 3 weeks. Let's get this deal over the line, get all the legal sorted out. Then it's the time to talk, you know, freely about, you know, the ambitions that they have for the club. That'll be them talking, not me. So, you know, another 2 or 3 weeks, and people, just ask people to be patient, and if it's meant to be, it will be, and we get it over the line, then, you know, the new owners can talk freely about their ambitions for the club, and hopefully they'll excite the Crawley public, and more will come, and the club can continue to prosper.
Obviously, were you at this stage able to tell us anything about the new owners, prospective new owners themselves, other than just that they're from overseas?
They're from overseas.
And just to clarify as well, it's a complete takeover, so all the existing board would be leaving, or selling up, if you like.
Statement doesn't say that, does it? It's a complete takeover. The share capital will be transferred to the new owners. Any other part, the aspect of the sales and purchase agreement will remain confidential, as you would expect. We've signed a confidentiality agreement, all parties have. So, you know, all we will announce is that the club is under new ownership, and that will be all we'll be saying. And then it's up to people to judge, you know, the new owners, as they will do at any club. But, you know, I would just hope that the Crawley public get behind them, you know, give them a fair chance, as I'm certain they will do. And the only thing that matters at the end of the day is that club continues to improve on and off the field, full stop.
And talking of on the field, you said it could still take a couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks to happen, to be completed. Obviously, you don't want that to be a distraction, but more the opposite. Actually, it could be a time of excitement, because I'm sure there'll be a bit of a buzz about the place today.
Well, hopefully there's a buzz, you know. As I say, for fear of repeating myself, you know, we're all a support act. The litmus test is what happens on the pitch. You know, Mark and Jimmy are doing an excellent job. The team are trying their best. You know, they're a good bunch of players. Yes, we'd like to bring other players in, but, you know, that's extremely difficult in a situation where, you know, there's a potential change of ownership in. So that's never easy. But, you know, we are judged on results. Mark's judged on results. I think the home form this season has been particularly encouraging. I know we had a dip against Notts County, but, you know, these things happen. The way Crawley is at the moment, those results are going to be, you know, indifferent sometimes. But, you know, we've got to look forward, haven't we? If we consistently look backwards, then, you know, we'll go backwards. So hopefully, and until that ink's dry on a contract, we can't predict with certainty, but at the appropriate time, I'm certain you and your colleagues will have an ample opportunity to talk to the new owners, and they'll be, you know, convincing you about their own ambitions to take this club forward. And I'm certain, you know, everybody will be continuing to put 100%